This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I know Lincoln, and I know Hugh, some of their military backgrounds. I don't get into those on air. I know you're like a world champion Muay Thai guy, fight for major countries. And I just thought, oh, well, you're a big contractor. As it says in your bio, you must have been in the military before. But you were saying, I don't know if you can get into it on air. That's a whole other interesting subject. Oh, it is. I don't know if you can get into it on air about what's been, cause the fact that you're like really rare, according to Lincoln.
Well, I'll tell you what, and Q will agree with me. It's very rare that you find someone that does, you know, overseas, hostile contracting work that has not served.
That's right. So how do you do that?
Once again, I'm so rare.
No, but how do you do that?
You know what? You've got to be. You got to obviously have the right mindset and seek the training. Everybody
got to be a world champion Muay Thai.
That helps.
Bare knuckles fighter.
It helps. Yeah, but everybody wants the tools. They want the cool gadgets. They want put more stuff on my gun. But nobody thinks about the software. It's all hardware. Right. So I've being a professional athlete, being a world champion. I'm a big believer in coaching. You know, I know that I couldn't have done what I've done without having the best coaches in the world. And so I sought out the best coaches in the world to teach me warfare.
And it has afforded him some opportunities that are not available to the average Joe.
Absolutely.
In closing, PipeHittersUnion.com, prints our T-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. Support everything we're doing. You buy those. We're getting with Pipe Hitters Union. I don't care either way. And Kit, again, Spice Tactical. I want people to know these are great rifles, great accessories, and they're supporting what we're doing when they get them there.
Absolutely.
Promo code Alex.
Promo code Alex. From the smallest spring in your rifle to complete, you know, compressors, which is like the Ferrari of rifles, we've got everything and everything you can use the promo code Alex on.
See, I'm dumb. I know what a suppressor is. What's a compressor?
A compressor is the most beautiful rifle I've ever held in my hands. It's an 8.1 inch barrel with a suppressor. It's the top of everything, and it's pretty much the greatest operator's rifle on the planet.
It is the gun every operator wishes that he had downrange.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got one.
I'm not the gun expert, but she was like, hey, you but this Texas SDI handgun's really good. And I was like, at 40 feet, shooting better than shoot at 20, like boom, 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 in the hole. I was like, damn, this is different. So I guess you said a rifle's like that.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely is. And you have a Pipe Hitters Union model, Spikes Tactical. We've had it for 6 or 8 months. It's the gun that when we go and shoot, it's your favorite one. It's the AR pistol. So we're not just a fan.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Just, I love that.
It's the one you've. We may carry in a car. We may not.
I got to admit, I got so many guns. I can't. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's we're not just pitching something else. This is actually something we use. We have multiples of them. I have one. You have one. We shoot them all the time.
And Spice has got a whole range of guns. Like Kit just said, they've got, you know, from basic little parts all the way up to the Ferrari and everything in between. So if you just want a good, solid, quality rifle to protect your home with, well, they've got that.
Well, just so I got to have it, I want, what's the
compressor?
The compressor.
You want the Ferrari and the Aston Martin and, you know.
I'm not that fancy.
You're going to want the compressor. The Recluse, which is what was just on the screen, that's a integrally suppressed 9mm carbine. So you can actually put full power rounds through that.
And that is?
Yep, and it comes out subsonic. So that's the gun you want to shoot in your house.
Looks like Tim liked that.
He did like that a lot.
Yeah. And then you want the Roadhouse so you can reach out and touch someone.
That's that rifle you're shooting.
The long
that's
one,
the
yeah.
Long range. That's the
long range rifle.
Yep.
That's cool. The barrel with the little barrel magazine. What's that?
Yeah, with the drum magazine there. Yep. So it's a 50 round drum. Just allows you to have a little fun for a little.
See,
long.
Barrel drum. Yeah. I got my name.
I take care of all that stuff.
PipeHittersUnion.com, SpikesTactical.com. We're getting sponsored by Spikes Tactical. Pipe Hitters Union prints our T-shirts. InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to come back and. We're going to have our good buddy Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, take over with so much breaking news. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Amazing. Thanks, Alex. Stay with us, folks. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Globalism is beginning to fade. And once you've taken your blinders off, or you could reverse that and said, taken the sunglasses that the establishment doesn't want you to wear and put them on, like they live, you then see for yourself that you've been lied to over and over again by so-called mainstream media that's simply bought and paid for by multinational interests that have conquered this country. And it doesn't mean that when you support InfoWars or President Trump or nationalism or free market capitalism that you think you're perfect or you think we're perfect. But we know it works 1,000 times better and is what builds big, open, free, wealthy societies. Now, that creates the byproduct of decadence, so that's certainly a real issue. But globalists like George Soros that have been openly bragging that they are funding trying to keep the EU in control of countries that never voted to enter it, like the UK, the fact that he's so brazen and so out in the open only will accelerate the planetary awakening to their tyranny.
With another 280 North Koreans crossing the border, soon all eyes will be on one member of the delegation. Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, will become the first member of the Kim ruling family to set foot in the country.
It's the sister of Kim Jong-un, the bloodthirsty dictator, who's constantly threatening to nuke the U.S. and all this. And so they're there as part of a, quote, peace delegation because Trump's put pressure on them. For the first time ever, a member of the ruling communist royal house, communism is always royal, it's a new form of royalty. It's the first time they've come to the table because they understand how much trouble they're in. NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN all praised her and said she was glaring at Pence, and liberals said, oh, we hope she attacks Pence, and oh, she's so sexy, oh, she's so beautiful. And then when it blew up in their face, they began to remove the video. Look at this. Kim Jong-un's sister stealing the show at the Winter Olympics. Oh, oh, my gosh. They keep more than half their population in slave camps, and they admit that they, quote, take babies like you take a chicken's eggs at birth, so they're not loyal to the family. Millions die every couple of years. They torture people to death like no one's ever seen. And our media, I remember Lester Holt,
Kate, we traveled about 4 hours east of Pyongyang to visit a ski resort that has significance in the recent talks we've been watching between the North and South over the Winter Olympics. This, we're told, is a place where athletes from the North and South will be training together. We were also invited here, I would suspect, because it is not what people expect to see in North Korea, a modern ski resort. It's got patriotic music and videos playing from a screen here, and a lot of families out enjoying themselves. We've spoken to some of those families, people expressing a sense of optimism that the two countries are speaking together, a sense of pride that they will be competing together in the Winter Olympics, and also some expressing a sense of greater security given a chance to ratchet down some of the tensions.
Now, you could not support a worse regime living on the planet. Stalin and Hitler were as bad or worse, per capita even killed more people, but probably not even as psychotically ridiculous. I mean, the North Koreans are under total slavery.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone, and it's great to be back in the mothership. I had a whirlwind tour of the United Kingdom, spoke to the Oxford Union, the Cambridge Union, the Durham Union Society, student organizations, and I found a real hunger among the people of the UK to get the truth, because they're not getting it from the BBC or from The Guardian. They make CNN and the New York Times look honest. They're so out of whack. Donald Trump is weakening our law enforcement agencies, our intelligence agencies. It's the normal pap that is spit out inside the Beltway and in the media centers in Washington, but 10 times worse. And then I had a terrific tour of Florida, Tallahassee, Orlando, Bonita Springs, and Naples. And I must tell you, the vibrance of the Trump movement is stronger and more intense than ever. The support for the president, now that he has pulled off a modern economic miracle. We had 8 years of anemic growth under Barack Obama, and the president has created 2 million new jobs. He has cut regulations to the bone. His historic tax cuts have not even had an opportunity to get traction, to yet have the impact that's going to turbocharge this economy. And already, the generic ballot for Democrats in the upcoming congressional races, which was somewhere a gap of around 17, 18 weeks ago, has now dropped to just 6. Now, the key thing here is that the hand-wringing by the country club Republicans, who are afraid we're going to lose the House in 2018, they really misunderstand what's going on. The Democrats have demonstrated that they have no program. They hate Donald Trump. We know that. They want to impeach him. We know that, too. But they have no constructive program for America. They're not running on anything. They can't even tell you what they're for. So I believe if the Republicans, under the leadership of Donald Trump, run for jobs and prosperity and to reasserting America's role around the world, the Democrats run on, we hate Donald Trump, we will hold our own in what is historically the party in power always loses a few seats. The real problem, of course, is if country club Republicans, if establishment Republicans cut and run, if they abandon this president, they do so at their own peril. That, in my opinion, will be folly. Stick with the president and we will do fine in the next elections. The sunshine soldiers, the naysayers in the Republican establishment are panicking much too early. As someone who's been in American politics for 40 years, you can't predict what's going to happen this November. You can't say in February what the November elections will be like. The economy is likely to be greatly improved, and it's already pretty strong and making real progress in terms of undoing the damage of 8 years of Barack Obama. So the other interesting piece of news here today is the unveiling of the portrait by Kehan Wiley, the artist who painted the portrait of Barack Obama. Incredibly, This artist brags about mixing his own semen in with his paint as some kind of a statement. It's disgusting. And this for this photo looks like something out of the Talking Heads. It's very strange. The other thing that I want to touch on today is a note of sadness. Jeffrey Bell, who was a conservative activist, an aide to Governor Ronald Reagan in 1976, a seminal issue advisor for Ronald Reagan in 1980, a man who was a real pioneer of the supply side economics movement, an advisor to Jack Kemp, an optimist, a Catholic, one of the smartest, most honest people I know. Now, one of the main reasons why Ronald Reagan ran on tax cuts in 1980 is because Jeffrey Bell decided to go to his native New Jersey and challenge Clifford Case in the Republican primary, and thus prove the strength of that idea. Rest in peace, Jeff Bell.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in the freeway.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. When I was in the UK, there was a lot of discussion about the delays in the effectuating of the Brexit decision by the people of that country. Now we see advocates for Brexit, members of Parliament who supported it, being subjected to an unprecedented number of death threats. This is not unlike what has now happened today, where Donald Trump Jr., who is very clearly emerging as an important spokesman for the Trump reform movement. His tweets are really outstanding. He is not fettered by the White House staff, can say what he really thinks. We know that he is a regular watcher of InfoWars and that he takes alternative conservative media links and puts them out there for the legions of the president's supporters to see and to circulate. Now, it is extraordinary that his daughter, Vanessa, his eldest child, had to be taken or was taken to a Manhattan hospital as a precaution after she received an envelope of some kind of white powder, clearly meant as some type of threat. This is the tolerance of the liberals. This is the mindset of the increasingly violent left. The same people who are threatening members of Parliament over Brexit are the people sending this kind of garbage through the mail. I don't mean literally, but it is interesting because, and Alex Jones pointed this out to me, the Brexit vote is the same populist uprising that elected Donald Trump. It's the same populist uprising we see across Europe. It is a rejection of globalism. It is a rejection of the surrender of the sovereignty of free people everywhere. And it is extraordinary that the left has two tactics, censorship and threats. They can't win a debate. Rush Limbaugh was absolutely right the other day when he said that there's a major effort on the tech left to limit InfoWars and the other alternative media sites. But more precisely, this very cabal, this kind of thinking, has surrounded the president. Now, when I was in Florida for these terrific speeches in Naples and Tallahassee and so on, a lot of Trump supporters were scratching their heads about exactly what's going on with General John Kelly and the White House staff and, of course, the Rob Porter scandal. And we can report exclusively that General Kelly was grooming Rob Porter, to be the incoming White House chief of staff. You see, General Kelly believes that he's going to go over to run the Department of Defense and that General Mattis will not fill out the term. And Porter was being groomed. This is why I believe that General Kelly overlooked credible reports of spousal abuse by Mr. Porter. Now, we also exclusively reported here at InfoWars that the president felt out Tom Barrack, Thomas J. Barrack Jr. of Colony Capital, a Los Angeles real estate opportunity fund, literally the president's closest personal friend, a peer, and there are very few, a man of enormous capability, a man who the president trusts, and he has declined the chief of staff job. But just the fact that the president is feeling people out tells me that General Kelly is on the skids. Now, there's no rejoicing over this fact, because unfortunately General Kelly and Rob Porter and sadly Hope Hicks, who I think is a good person and a Trump loyalist, have been in the forefront of those keeping the info wars from the president, keeping Breitbart, the Daily Caller, Rush Limbaugh. The president is not getting this news. Instead, he's getting Politico and the New York Times. They have done the president a disservice, because the movement that elected Donald Trump had its vibrant message in the alternative media. It is only the technological advances that mean that the majority of Americans are getting their news from the internet, and therefore you've had the rise of a robust and vibrant alternative media, so that when the mainstream media, the three major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, and the two cable news networks, started trashing Donald Trump, started being a de facto advertising for the Clinton campaign, there were alternative sources of information, InfoWars being among the leaders. It is only because of that that we were able to pull off, and Donald Trump has said it several times, this wasn't his victory, it was the people's victory, the greatest upset in American history. Now, it is vital, in my opinion, that the president's next chief of staff and his next communications director keep him apprised of the alternative media, of the conservative alternative media. We're carrying the banner for the Trump administration. Alex Jones has had the president's back every step of the way. When others who are faint of heart flipped out over the NBC Billy Bush revelations, Alex Jones never blinked. Either did the folks here at InfoWars. We've got the president's back, and I know that he knows that, but we're doing so many good investigative reports here. We are really breaking it down for the activists so that they can retweet it. It's important that the president knows what we're doing, because those things have a habit of ending up in his Twitter feed. And no, he's not going to give up his Twitter feed. It's interesting that the General Kelly's never been able to get control of the president's Twitter feed. That's because the president jealously guards it. He likes it. In fact, I think he loves it. And it allows him to communicate directly with the American people, unfiltered. Now, I've said in 100 speeches that no one puts words in Donald Trump's mouth. No one puts ideas in his head. He's his own strategist. He's his own phrase maker. He's his own tweet master. He's his own press secretary. And he's a genius. He understands the news cycle like few others. And if you want the unalloyed, absolute, undiluted Donald Trump, we're going to just follow his Twitter feed. He destroys the left. He used to do it in 140 characters. Now he's got a few characters more. It is essential that, in my opinion, there be a house cleaning, that General Kelly go on to serve the administration in some other capacity. He's done some great things, taking on Congresswoman, the Congresswoman from Florida, for example, on the immigration issue. But I don't think he's serving the president well when he blocks him from information that he must have to win the greater fight. Now, there's talk of alternatives. Congressman Kevin McCarthy is a name that comes up. Newt Gingrich. I don't think any of those people will be the president's next chief of staff. And we'll keep you posted here at InfoWars on exactly what's going on.
Top side. scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. That's right. This is Freedom Command Central. It's the Alex Jones Show, and I'm your host, Roger Stone. Now joining me is the number one Donald Trump impressionist in the world. Now, there probably wasn't a great market for Trump impressionists prior to Donald Trump being elected president, but John DiDomenico's career really took off, and you may have seen his dead-on impression or heard it in the Super Bowl commercial that I think we're going to run here.
Melania did not kick me out of the White House for installing coal-burning fireplaces. Fake news.
Mr. President.
Why are you throwing balls at my face, Kirk Cousins?
It's Kirk.
That's what I said, Kirk.
Never mind. I just saw your tweet. You look pretty upset.
Well, you read my defense perfectly. Melania says these old-school fireplaces are dirty, and I'm turning the White House into an asshole.
Forget the mess, Mr. President. Just come with me.
Clean, efficient, natural gas fireplaces from gasfireplaces.com.
Do they do deals?
Deals up to 80% off for President's Day, installed in less than a week.
Wait a minute. I'm the president. 80%, that's almost as high as my approval rating.
Whatever you say, sir.
You know what? I know deals. This is a tremendous deal. I gotta tweet this.
Forget Twitter. Just go to gasfireplaces.com. Cypress Air is the best.
Sneaky Alex stole your job, so I'm making you Secretary of Offense. Now, prepare for fire and fury. You like that, Kirk Cousins? You like that?
Mr. President, that's my line.
No, you've been trumped.
You know what I do like? Gas fireplaces from gasfireplaces.com.
Excuse me. Only I get to talk directly to the camera. Gas fireplaces from gasfireplaces.com. The best. Big league.
Well, there you have it. A terrific spot. Funny and satire without being overtly political or nasty. Congratulations, John DiDomenico. As someone who's known Donald Trump and studied his speech patterns myself for many years, you nailed it. You really nailed it.
Oh, thank you very much, Roger. I'm very excited to be on the show, I have to tell you. How are you?
It's great. So, now, it's my understanding that you, as an impressionist, you've done other characters, but
yeah,
this seems to be your new calling. I mean, this is that's as good as it gets. I mean, someplace Alex Baldwin is killing himself right now, somewhere.
Well, I've been doing Trump since 2004, right around the end of the first season of The Apprentice, when there was a big demand corporately for Trump to come in and roast people and do apprentice games and things like that. So I've had a really long runway with him, and to learn his voice and to really get it down, especially these last 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've seen other impressionists out there on the circuit, and they seem to focus on the physicality of Donald Trump, his hand motions and so on. But you combine both his gestures and his idiosyncratic speech. Believe me.
Believe me. He's got a lot of, you know, it's really interesting. And you obviously know him personally, but it seems like since he's announced, he's become more physical and his speech has become more him. It seems like he was very restricted on The Apprentice. Blue team, green team, you did a good job, but blue team, you're fired. It was kind of, he seems so big in a way.
Well, I think that on the network television show, he was using the teleprompter, and now what you see is Donald Trump out there being Donald Trump. And it comes across as genuine. It comes across as authentic. You know, even when the president makes a mistake, people say, well, you see that? He's not one of these cookie-cutter, blow-dried, phony politicians. He speaks from the heart. He speaks from the gut. He is the best instinctual politician. That's kind of an insult. He's the best instinctual political leader in my lifetime. And he doesn't rely on a giant bank of polls or focus groups to decide what to say. It's all Trump all the time. You know, his opponents in the primaries used to complain that, why is he getting a disproportionate amount of the coverage? Well, as you know, John, it's because he's interesting. It's because it's real. You never know what he might say. It's not scripted. Now you've actually appeared as Trump in 4 feature films, which is pretty amazing. And I like this. You were an intern for my friend, U.S. Senator Arlen Specter.
Right. I spent a year doing that. Yeah. I've always, you know, I've always had an interest. It's funny that Trump has become president. I've always had an interest in politics. The first album I ever bought was David Frye's Nixon, A Four-Year Fantasy, which I would think you might be familiar with.
I most definitely have it. Yes. There's no question. Yeah. David Frye's.
The first album I ever bought.
David Frye's Richard Nixon.
It was incredible.
Much better than Rich Little. Not even close. Not even close.
And he was also a great writer. David Frye was an amazing comedic writer, and Gabe Kaplan was on that album with him, and his whole album was a concept album, and it was hilarious. It was just so funny and so prescient in the moment.
Well, you had the opportunity to work for Arlen Specter. I fought with him over the single bullet theory over many, many martinis. He would never give an inch, even though he was wrong. And he later went on and did a stand-up routine in Philadelphia. He always wanted to be a stand-up comedian when he was in the Senate. He sent to the Library of Congress for every book on stand-up comedy, read them all, and then he actually, you can find it on YouTube, he went to a club and he did a set. It was a U.S. senator trying to be a comedian, but it's just something he always wanted to do. Well, I'm so
glad you told me that.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube. It's pretty entertaining. I would think that your career will get an enormous boost when the president runs for re-election. I mean,
I would think so. When he first announced, it was kind of not a slow. I mean, since I had been doing him for so long and had done him in so many other platforms that, when he announced, I wanted to make sure that he was 100% in the race. And then right around the time he made the John McCain comment, he was going up. And I thought, well, that's interesting. It's kind of counterintuitive. And I thought to myself, you know, if he can make it to the first debate, I'll be set for the fall, because that's how, you know, they book out months in advance for these corporate things. And as you well know, not only did he make it to the first debate, he crushed it in the first debate and the second debate and third debate. And then things just started taking off. And a friend of mine, Tom Shalhoub, who's still on Fox News, but he was on the show Red Eye. He brought me on. I think I did about 50, 60 appearances on Red Eye as Trump. And then because of that, I did Fox and Friends a number of times. So it was a great platform, and we did some really wonderful comedy, and then some other shows picked me up, and then voiceovers and the corporate stuff. And it's been it's pretty much taken over my, there's Tom right now.
Tom Shalhoub, a very funny guy in his own right.
Very funny guy. Great writer too. So we had a great run until his show, unfortunately, was canceled, but now he's on Fox Radio. So that really got me out there early on, and it was great to do comedy with him again, because we had done it in the early 90s together.
Well, as you know, the pundits in the mainstream didn't see Trump coming, so I can see why it started slowly. They were the last people in the world who thought that he would win. What was it Jeb Bush said? You're not going to elect him president. You're not going to insult your way into the presidency. Guess what, Jeb? Wrong.
And I don't know if this is in your notes. I was on Channel 4 BBC, Matt Fear. They had flown me over to D.C. I'm here in Las Vegas. They flew me to D.C. to do a story on me. And I had said at the end of the interview, he said, who do you think will win? And I said, Donald Trump in a landslide. I said, I've been on the road now for well over a year doing this character. And what I have seen, overwhelmingly, he is going to win.
All right. Thank you very much, John DiDomenico, the number one Donald Trump impersonator on the face of the planet. Thanks for joining us here in the Alex Jones Show.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce
reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone. You know, there's nothing more pathetic than watching the mainstream media talking heads and the columnists and editorial writers at the Washington Post and the New York Times trying to breathe life back into the Russian collusion delusion. I mean, this piece by Nicholas Kristof is one of the most pathetic attempts to muddy the waters that I have seen, reiterating a bunch of innocuous garbage about Trump's connections with the Russians, a $100,000 Facebook campaign that would be in a multi-million dollar presidential campaign, tantamount to urinating in the ocean, the Donald Trump Jr. meeting Of course, Christoph never mentions that the Russian woman lawyer who met with Donald Trump Jr. and provided nothing of interest was in the country illegally and she had no visa. He even takes a shot at me, recycling the same garbage that I specifically addressed in my sworn testimony in front of the House Intelligence Committee. Yes, my communications with Goosefer 2.0, which is now entirely public, is innocuous. It's benign. And Mr. Christoph doesn't mention that it happened almost 6 weeks after the publication of the WikiLeaks disclosures regarding Hillary Clinton. He also reiterates the same tired, hackneyed falsehoods that I knew about Julian Assange's publication of John Podesta's emails in advance. I never said anything of the kind. I did know that Podesta was a bad actor because the Panama Papers, published in January of 2016, outlined his shady business dealings in Russia, the uranium deal, the gas deal, the banking deal. You didn't have to be a genius to say that he would come under scrutiny. In other words, his time in the barrel would come. Nor did I have any advanced knowledge beyond what Assange himself said about WikiLeaks' publication of Hillary Clinton's emails and other documents from the Clinton campaign. Assange said this himself in numerous interviews, but Mr. Christoph ignored all of that. Then we had this extraordinary interview with Christoph and this guy, Richard Painter, who is the ethics lawyer from the Bush administration. That's kind of like being a meat-eating vegetarian. This performance is one of the most incredible things I have ever seen. Listen to this guy blather and just keep insisting that things are true that have been completely discredited.
I want to get your reaction to Bill Kristol's tweet, because we have to separate the two. This is unprecedented, it's ridiculous, we don't like it, it's unprofessional. What is it actually doing?
It's undermining our national security. There's classified information in this memo, and the only person who's going to benefit from it being released is Vladimir Putin. He's going to find out more about our sources and how we knew that various associates of Donald Trump were collaborating with the Russians. I mean, that's what this is about. It's going to expose our intelligence operations to the benefit of Vladimir Putin. President Trump's own Justice Department has said that the memo is misleading. His own FBI, including his own FBI director, urged it not be released. This is an abuse of our intelligence apparatus. Attack on our intelligence apparatus for political purposes, and the only winner is Vladimir Putin.
Americans
are just disgusted.
Is it because President Trump won't mind if Vladimir Putin wins as long as he wins?
Now, there's real shrewd news analysis right there. Look, I can't believe that this guy, Richard Painter, is admitted to the bar. I can't believe that he's actually teaching law school. He continues to lie about Russian collusion. He continues to attack me, among others. There is no there, Mr. Painter. Virtually everything you're saying has been disproved. And then in the interview, both Painter and the aforementioned Nick Christoph go on to claim that Devin Nunes, the crusading and I think courageous chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, is taking money from the Russians. That's a smear. That's a lie. That's character assassination. Now you see why nobody's watching MSNBC. We've already seen Joe Scarborough soil himself with this nonsense. But these clowns, Christoph and Painter, this is really about as pathetic as it gets. I am going to be writing a piece for InfoWars counterpointing Mr. Christoph's piece, because it is so wrongheaded. It is so recycled. It's the same tired nonsense. You got to wonder whether Christoph, like Mike Isikoff, is being fed by deep state operatives so that his story can be used to prop up a false narrative, as the Nunes memo has told us the deep state did with Mike Isikoff of Yahoo News. The extraordinary thing here is that the other day I was talking to Michael Caputo, who has appeared here at InfoWars, And this entire investigation has taken an extraordinary toll on his family. Now he has just been notified that he is going to be called back in front of the House Judiciary Committee and the House, pardon me, the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now, if the members of those august committees would simply read Mr. Caputo's sworn testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, they would know that they are wasting both his time and the taxpayers' money by having him come and testify. My own lawyers have been notified that the Senate Judiciary Committee will call me. Once again, I urge them to do what Mr. Christoph should have done at the New York Times. Read my sworn testimony in which I address the entire question of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Now, when I was in the United Kingdom, I went by the tiny, cramped Ecuadorian embassy to drop off my business card for Julian Assange. No, I did not see him. I didn't ask to see him. I didn't ask for an appointment. I did this to punk the British media, indeed the mainstream media in both Britain and the United States, because they are among the leaders in continuing to promulgate this myth that Julian Assange is anything other than an honest journalist doing his job. No. WikiLeaks is not a Russian front. It's a news organization. A news organization with a better track record for accuracy and authenticity than, say, the New York Times or the Washington Post. And what about the hypocrisy of celebrating this movie, The Paper, which is essentially a celebration of a courageous publication by the newspapers, the New York Times and the Washington Post, of classified information that pertained to the origins of the Vietnam War. So this is the same media that wants to prosecute Julian Assange for the publishing of classified information, yet we're celebrating the publishing of classified information in this Hollywood epic. Extraordinary. The hypocrisy doesn't end there. In the lawsuit where I am being sued with Donald Trump by a group called Project Democracy, an Obama-blessed front group, which is really just using my name to raise money, the president's lawyers from Joan Day went into court only days ago and said that there can be no conspiracy because WikiLeaks publication of classified information, of any information, is not a crime. That's what journalists do. Well, somebody needs to tell the president's government lawyers that, because Jeff Sessions and the folks at the Justice Department are continuing in their persecution of Julian Assange. Assange is in poor health, and he has now been there, I believe, 6 years in what is a very tiny, cramped space. Don't get the idea that the embassy is opulent, that Colombia and Ecuador share one embassy. It is time for the president to order the Justice Department to end the persecution of Julian Assange, or, failing that, simply pardon him for any non-existent crimes that he may have committed. He is the most valiant journalist of his time, and he is not a Russian agent. This continued insistence by John Brennan and James Clapper. Oh, you remember him. Clapper's the guy who testified under oath that we have no metadata collection program. And of course, when Edward Snowden released documents showing that that was false, Clapper paid no penalty. Where is he now? He's teaching ethics at Vermont College. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at the Alex Jones Show here at InfoWars.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fuel your body with